there are issues facing the church at large today that perhaps weren't facing you as you early got into ministry. We have terrorism, we have same-sex marriage, we have the AIDS pandemic, gender roles in the church, biblical literacy in the church. I was reading where the most widely known Bible verse among adult and teen believers is God helps those who help themselves, which is not actually in the Bible.
No.
Perhaps conflicts with the basic message of Scripture. So all of these that are facing the church today that are difficult, I don't know if you can project 25 years, 50 years from now, I mean, how they're dealing with all this. Is it something that you face here at the church, some of these topics that I've talked about? People certainly want to ask you questions about them.
Mm-hmm.
If you speak about them from the pulpit, or how do you deal with some of these very sensitive issues?
First of all, I never get into politics. One of my professors said, you preach the Bible, but the way it was really put together. I had wonderful professors who really helped me understand the Bible. I know Moses didn't write the first five books. I know that everybody who wrote in the Bible thought the earth was flat. I mean, they were very limited in the things they knew. The Bible is about how people came to understand God, not how the world was created. Genesis 1 is not about how it was created, it's about who created it. So anyway, he kept saying, preach the Bible the way you know it was written, by whom it was written, when we can know by whom, into what circumstances, and so on. But don't go too specific in your telling people what to do. Leave room for the Holy Spirit to guide them. Leave room for the Holy Spirit. So my people, being as conservative a part of the country as Tulsa is, I would be considered very liberal to many on the way I understand the Bible to have been put together and the way I treat Jews and Muslims at our church here. But I think I've been able to hold on to a lot of people because I don't tell them how to vote, and I don't get into political issues. When it comes to something as volatile as homosexuality, the Methodist Church has only one body that speaks for it, and that's the General Conference. Duly elected delegates based on the number of members from all over the world. The Methodist Church has chosen, so far, a majority of delegates present and voting to say homosexuality is not to be condoned because of Scripture. But the Methodist Church has also said, and it's in our Book of Discipline, every person is a child of God and worthy of the ministries of the church. So at Boston Avenue, I do the best I know how to let every person and any person know he or she is welcome here. We actively call on people at 12 and 12, people who are mentally limited, who are mentally ill at times, in the same way that when people show up and you can tell that they are companions to each other, both two males or two females, we trust that we do not judge them. Here at Boston Avenue, they're children of God and worthy of every ministry that we do and are a vitally important part of our ministry. When it comes to same-sex unions, the Methodist Church has said, you will not perform them. And I am an ordained United Methodist minister. I do what the discipline of the church tells me to do, and I don't do what it tells me not to do as an ordained minister of the church. But then it also tells me, but every person is a child of God and worthy of every ministry of the church. And I try to be sure that every person knows they're welcome at Boston Avenue Church. They're very welcome here. We have a man who comes almost every Sunday, and he stands around and talks to himself and mumbles quietly. But I see people walk by and pat him on the shoulder or speak to him. And, you know, sometimes doesn't even seem to be aware that anybody's there. They treat him well here. They treat him very well here, even though they know that he's mentally ill and very limited. Anyway, I've tried really hard in my 31 years to help anybody and everybody know they will be welcome here and they'll be treated here with honor and with dignity.